And one of the key prerequisites for that success becoming possible in the first place was leaving ego at the door. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So how can we shift from me to we? Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. I am thrilled you're here today for another episode of our team leadership series. Today it's the fifth episode. And I'm thrilled you're here because today this episode is at the heart of exceptional leadership. It's entitled Ego at the Door: Why Leadership is a Team Sport. From the boardroom to the playing field, one truth stands out. No single individual ever achieves greatness alone. That reminds me of a wonderful African proverb that my friends Kim and Paul have shared with me a few years ago, and it really stuck with me. It says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Unquote. And I think, yes, maybe some races that we do are fast races, but in fact, I think most of us should take the perspective that we want to go far, the mid and the long term. And then it is so important to go together as a team. Yet, despite this truth being known to many people, that no single individual achieves greatness alone, many leaders still struggle to let go of ego, unintentionally creating barriers that prevent their teams from thriving. So how can we shift from me to we, which is the big shift underlying this podcast today? It reminds me of a great quote that one of my 16 bosses that I have had throughout my corporate career repeatedly said. Let me quote a gentleman named David Taylor. You can meet him at a couple of places here in the Lightwolf podcast. David once said and repeatedly said, I'm quoting him now, no one of us is as smart as all of us, unquote. So true and so simple in theory. I learned this early on in my career when I found some value in a conversation. I was a youngster in a great company. I initiated a high-stakes project at a multinational that was my employer at the time. Success required us to work not as siloed stars, but as a united force across functional boundaries. Once paradigms were broken, once siloed walls were torn down, and once egos were left behind, the synergy was remarkable. Together, we achieved a result that no one could have reached alone. Out of an initial conversation between a marketing junior and a very experienced logistics director in a global multinational company, this team created a project that 8 years later had been rolled out across the entire industry, saving an annual $200 million of cost in that industry, at least. And this team, these two folks starting the conversation and then the team that joined them, literally made 1 + 1 = 11 or even 111. Yeah? Just an amazing achievement. And one of the key prerequisites for that success becoming possible in the first place was leaving ego at the door. It also reminds me, this podcast title, it also reminds me about a conversation that I've had more than 10 years ago. Since that conversation, I clearly see and I consistently remind me of different levels. I see at least two different levels of team development until you truly excel as a team. This goes back to a great conversation I have had more than a decade ago with a man who early on in our career was my peer at our first employer. We stayed in touch. He trusted me. He trusted me so much that he encouraged me to join another employer years later that he had switched to. And he trusted me so much that ultimately when I founded my first company, the leadership company for which Lightwolf is a product, he ultimately became one of my first clients. His name is Stefan. Stefan Leitz. So if you listen to this, thank you, Stefan, for this brilliant thought. Because what I heard you say is, before a team can become a high-performing team, it first has to become a team in the first place at all, right? And in that conversation, we both unpacked the fact that many groups that are labeled team in the header are not teams at all. They are at best administrative groups working next to each other. You first have to become a team where people are working with each other rather than next to each other, starting to leave ego at the door. And it's only when you are a team that you have the right basis to then potentially and ultimately become a high performance team where people are working for each other and not just with each other. And that distinction is one that goes back to you, Stefan. Thank you for that input at that time. As we often do here in the Lightwolf podcast, I brought three ideas for you, how you can foster that right attitude to teams, how you can unleash true team leadership. First idea, prioritize collective wins. Make decisions that benefit the team, not just anyone's personal agenda or anyone's personal legacy. Ask yourself, am I constantly serving my team's success or my own recognition? Is everyone on my team serving the team's success or her or his own individual benefits? Prioritize collective wins. That's where your priorities should go. That's what you should prioritize in terms of team goal. That's where you should put most of your resources. Prioritize collective wins. Second, share the spotlight. Celebrate your team's contributions openly. Consider public recognition for your team members, because public recognition in many cases fuels collaboration and builds trust. It builds this superpower ingredient called trust that is the basis for any interpersonal relationship, including teams. Yeah? And praise effort. Yeah? Sometimes it is indeed worth praising an effort if you see that there are people going above and beyond the call of duty and they are really giving more than their best to help the team win. Praise development. If sub-teams or the entire team is taking a tangible step in their development to a higher level. And of course, praise and also celebrate success of your team. When you achieve or even exceed the team's goals, and take a moment, enjoy, reflect, and celebrate. Because it's not to be taken for granted that you win as a team. And if you do, take a moment to celebrate it. And three, invite honest feedback. Honesty strengthens teams. Create a culture where feedback flows freely, enabling continuous improvement. Some people wrongly believe that strong teams have no conflicts at all. Sorry, complete nonsense. High-performing teams have as many conflicts as low-performing ones. They just embrace conflict as a learning and growth opportunity. They use conflicts honestly, constructively, and quickly to improve learning and to increase performance. That is how they win. And that requires honest feedback. Yeah? In high-performing teams, people hold each other and themselves accountable to highest standards. And that development towards highest standards that benefits from inviting honest feedback. So in a nutshell, I think it's three things that can help you leave the ego at the door. One, prioritize collective wins. Two, share the spotlight. And three, invite honest feedback. And all these points are only possible if you and everyone on your team leaves the ego at the door, because leadership is a team sport. So, question, how do you lead your team? Question attached in the poll. Are there any two strong egos in your team? Yes or no? If you could take these 5 seconds to just click your answer, I'm really curious to learn from you. Yeah, so let me repeat. Question in the poll. Are there any strong egos, any two strong egos in your team? Yes or no? And if this today resonates with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to share your experience in the comments or message me directly via website, WhatsApp, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it. And don't forget to rate and review this Lightwolf podcast. You help us learn what works for you, and you help us reach more leaders like yourself. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you very much for your time, and looking forward to you tuning in again to the Lightwolf podcast soon. See you next time. Thank you.